Well, hi, this is Brett McFaul, and I'm here with a guest of our new upcoming event, World Traffic Summit, Jason Nyback. Now, he's from Edmonton in Canada. He has never spoken for us before. He's coming a long way to teach you, and I want you to meet him right now. Hey, how are you doing there, Jason?
I'm doing awesome, Brett. Thanks for having me today.
Look, it is our pleasure. We're quite excited about having you at least teach our listeners today, but of course, you know, coming to our World Traffic Summit in a short time from now. Listen, Jason, what I want to do is I want you to very quickly just give our listener a brief background of who you are and where you've come from, because you really are doing some fantastic things.
Okay, yeah, Brett. I started out, and, you know, I'll be real quick here, with, you know, and like everybody else, I didn't have any money when I was going online or anything like that. But not only that, I kind of grew up with somewhat of a learning disability. They didn't want me to finish high school. They were trying to get me out when I was 16. And I had all kinds of problems in that area of my life. And then I went and became a pastor and really didn't enjoy that aspect of my job. So I decided it was time to start an internet business, and so I was broke, had no experience, and you know, had somewhat of a, you know, a bad background academically, and so I still am involved in the church aspect, but wanted to get online, so I started out and developed a system that I still use today, and it's been about 6 years now, and I still use this exact system that I'll be teaching today. I haven't changed it at all, other than just go deeper and master it more. So it's really exciting, and it's going to be really helpful for a lot of people.
So it's amazing how a lot of internet marketers come from a sort of a checkered background, as in they usually aren't huge achievers, you know, in the usual way. And then suddenly they find the internet and bang, everything just takes off. It just seems to work for their brains, right? But, now one of the big things that we teach, we've been teaching at least for, you know, the past 5 years to our seminars around the world, is, you know, internet marketing through using articles, article marketing. Now, that's something which I have looked, in fact, when I did some research on you, Jason, I found that you dominated a site called easyinarticles.com, and that takes some doing. And I want to talk about that and see how you're doing it, and how can someone who's listening right now do what you're doing to start getting traffic to their websites?
Okay, yeah. EthanArticles.com is really the biggest article directory site out there. I believe they are in the top 100 of the most popular sites on the internet right now. And they're a great site to get a million visitors a day. And in my experience, they get about 95% of the article marketing traffic that is out there. Now, the other side of it, though, is they're not a spammy site. Like, they do have a review process and whatnot. So, and that's the good thing about it. They're very good about the integrity of the articles that you submit. Now, let me tell you the exciting part about it. I have roughly, 5,400 published articles right now on eZine Articles. And it's eZine Articles alone, just that part of my business, generates about, it's about 100,000 plus, a little over 100,000 a year just from eZine Articles, just in one kind of segment of even article marketing. It's not even that big. It's not even that time consuming. And the
reason can I stop you there, Jason?
Sorry,
can I stop you there? That's really interesting. You're saying that you're talking about, you know, $100,000 a year in one part of eZine Articles. The listener's question is probably going to be, well, where is the money coming from? Is it from big? And just, we're going to assume the beginner knows nothing about the site, all right? They might be asking, well, are you making that from because you're getting paid to write the articles? Are you selling stuff? So, yeah, you want to give them a bit of background there?
Yeah, for sure. So how it works is what I do is I write an article on eZine Articles. I get it submitted, or, like, for example, I can write it or you outsource it. And I'll be talking about lots of different ways to outsource all this kind of stuff. But what you can do is you get an article written. It's got to be good quality. Submit it to eZine Articles, and it's really a simple process. You can get a free membership. You submit it, and they, you know, approve it. And then what happens is, what I do is I use articles to give people really good content, and then what they do is they'll read that content, and then at the bottom is a resource box, and that resource box just talks about me and more or less about what they can learn more if they click the link. They come to my site. I have, you know, a page that's, you know, got a video, or you can use just regular text content, and then what happens is people opt in. and then they go into my sales process where I can sell them affiliate products, other products, all kinds of different things. So that's really how I do it. Now, eZine articles, or I guess we could say article marketing in general, one of the things you got to realize is that the quality of traffic coming from articles to your site is going to be way higher in most cases than the quality of traffic you will get from most other sources. The reason being is they've already read, you know, a 250 to say 400 word article about you. So they're already in that frame of mind that when they come to your site, they want more information about you. They already see you as a trusted advisor, and it's not that you're like some sales guy anymore and you got to convince them to do business with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. The credibility and the trust factor is something which very few people actually do properly on the internet. And so if you do it properly, you stand out and really become someone who can not only advise, but when you actually offer something for sale, results are through the roof.
Yeah, totally. So it's a great way. And the cool thing is you don't need a lot of traffic to make a lot of money from eZine articles. So once you get things working and you get your articles going and you get kind of a system down, right now I have published about roughly 20 articles a day, and it works great because I know how much money I get roughly from each article, and you know, it's just a matter of you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it. You know what I mean? It's just systemized the whole thing, and it's very methodical. The quality of traffic you get is great. The opt-ins, the customers. I average roughly about $10 off eZine articles for every visitor who comes to my site, who reads, goes, for example, goes to eZine articles, looks up something, comes to a niche market, finds my article, reads it, comes to my site. That visitor is worth on average about $10 per visitor, okay, which is really big, you know, if people are wondering.
Yeah, that's great. Well done.
You know, so it's a very powerful tool in that way to get really, you know, a lot of high quality traffic. And you don't have to do a lot. You can really outsource this whole thing if you do it the right way. And I'm going to share a lot of people how to do it. The easiest way is to do a few yourself, and then you can go to sites like ezinearticles.com and stuff like that and get more people, you know, to do it for you who are more specialized in a market that you might be wanting to go into.
So we go into eZine articles and we choose a category. Is that what you mean?
Okay, yeah, let's back up and go from the start. So say, for example, you know, you're starting out, you know, and I'm sure some of the people are on this call, or, you know, you're just totally starting out from scratch, and you're like, you know, I just want to get into a market. So what you can do is with eZine articles, I'll give you some really great strategies here. You go to ezinearticles.com, and eZine articles isn't kind of like everything, but it's a great place to start and get a lot of momentum going. So you go there and say, for example, you're interested in getting into a market where you can just start out, you know, making some money with affiliate marketing, you know, promoting other people's products, or, you know, you just want to get started online, getting some traffic, making some money. So you go to eZine Articles and say you're interested in golf. Well, they're going to have, like, I think a couple hundred categories in eZine articles of different niche markets. So what you can do, it's really easy to do. You can look and you can see they're all these categories. And so say, for example, you pick the golf one. You click on it and it's going to have all these articles about golf. And then all you have to do is with eZine articles, you set up a free account, and then it's an easy process. Doesn't take too long. And now say for you want to make some money in the golf market and you want to get some traffic to your site. So the first thing you do is think, okay, what are some keywords that people like? And we're just going to keep this really simple. You know, how to, you know, have a better golf swing, for example, as a keyword. So we're going to write our article, 250 to 400 words, write it in a Word document and make it, you know, a really good information based article about how to have a better golf swing. Then what we do based on that is it's very simple. We submit that article to eZine Articles, and what's going to happen is they're going to approve it, assuming it's good, publish it, boom, it's out on their site, and then all you're going to have to do is make sure at the very least that, say you want to just promote another product, somebody else's affiliate product to get started, you know, you go and find one from, say, ClickBank, and then you just stick your affiliate link in your resource box. It's a little box at the bottom of your article. It's all very easy to set up, and you put, for more golf tips, click here and check out this great, great site. And it goes live. People click it, and, you know, the traffic from your article is going to go to that site, and, you know, you're hopefully going to make some sales off it.
And that's so, at the base level.
No
product, no website. And so our listener right now can actually go and start and do that and actually start and make some money very, very quickly, would you say?
Oh, yeah, because, Ezon Articles, once they approve your article, boom, it's live. And usually within about a day, you'll start getting traffic from the search engines, because the beauty of Ezon Articles, for example, is they have a very powerful domain name. And so what happens is, your article will get ranked high really quick in the search engines. So maybe in a day or so. On top of that, Ezon Articles has a ridiculous amount of people actually coming there to just search out articles. So you're going to get that traffic right away, and then, you know, in a day or so, and for quite a while, you're going to get other article traffic to your site, you know, from cert people who type in golf swing or whatever, see your Ezon articles show up in the search engines, click on it, read it, and then come through your sales process and hopefully buy whatever it is you're selling or promoting.
Yeah, very good. So that is a very simple system. There's no product, there's no website, and there's no marketing costs. And I'm sure our listener right now is thinking, well, gee, that ticks a few of the boxes, right? So that's great to hear.
Yeah, it's a great way to start out. And as you can see from my stuff and what I've done with it, it's extremely scalable, like in terms of you can ramp it up thousands of articles, you know, really quick. You get your system down. You know what I mean?
All right. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about some tips. Because that you've just shown us the process, and that should make sense to nearly anybody. And let's talk about some tips now that our listener can use to make sure their article gets found. Let's say, or even talk about well, how can we make it easier? What's a way to make the process easier?
Okay. So if you want to make it easier, what you do is, first of all, you want to think through what would a market be that has money. Now, here's the beauty of Ezon Articles. It is the ultimate competition leveler, okay? So what I mean by that is AdWords or something like that, and AdWords is a great source, but the problem is you can't go into big markets when you're just starting out, because you got to pay $3-4 a click. You know what I mean? So what you do is, say, for example, you're interested in stock investing, stock market investing, and say that's like a passion of yours. Well, what you do is you go to google.com and type in keyword tool. They're going to have a keyword tool. And you type in, you know, stock trading in this keyword tool. You're going to get a bunch of keywords. You take, say, 10 of them out, and now you've got 10 keywords. And what you do is you write one article around each of those keywords. Okay? Yeah. And now that's an article. This is pretty simple so far. Then what you're going to do is go to, like, ClickBank, just because it's easy. Find a product to promote. And the cool thing, like, for example, one of my students went into the Forex market, which is like his foreign exchange currency market, and he found an affiliate product that was selling for like $500 on ClickBank, which is pretty good. And I think the commission was 50% of that. So here he is, he's got this product that he can get like 50% on $500, which is pretty good. And then here's all that. It's exactly the process I just explained to you. You submit those 10 articles, Ezon Articles, and then promote that product. Now, one of the things you can do to increase the amount of money you're making with those articles is you can simply create a landing page, a squeeze page or whatever you call it. Set up a page so that when people go from your articles, they go to your page that says, hey, I'm going to give you some ideas to, you know, make some money trading stocks. So they type in their name and email. Now you have that, and you can email them, build a relationship with them, so that you can potentially promote other products to them, give them tips and strategies and do various other things, and then you can also make money with them as well. Now, once you start, you know, making some money and whatnot, then you're going to be able to afford to either outsource the article creation so that you can create more and more and more of those articles, or you can simply duplicate that in another market and just do the exact same thing over again in another market. What I will say, though, is this. This is all about mastery, mastering just one thing and doing it really well. So you can use, like, article submitter tools and stuff like that, submit to, like, 1,000 article directories and do various things like that. But you got to be careful that you don't spread yourself too thin, because you can just get caught doing all these things. So what I like to do is focus on the 80-20 rule. Spend 80% of my time, you know, on, you know, or sorry, spend, you know, spend like my time on what is going to give me 80% of my results. So eZine Articles, I found, gives me a lot of results, and if you just focus on mastering one site to start, it gives you a great base so that the traffic keeps coming. And you got to remember, like, once those articles get ranked, they can give you traffic for years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's some of the, there's good long-term traffic there. Very, very good. And so how can we make this process easier? Do we have to write our own articles? Is it really, you know, do we sit down and write, you know, 20 articles a day? Do we actually have to do it ourselves?
No, not at all. Because the thing of it is what you like to do, what you want to do is you want to write a few yourself, just so you get to know the system. You get to know what's going on, what they're looking for. I like to write or keep them around like 400 words, because if you go any less than 400 words, your click-through rate goes down, meaning the amount of people who are going to click on your resource box and come to your site. So I like to keep them around 400 words, 450, and you get a good click-through rate of the amount of people who read your article and then come to your site. Once you've kind of gotten through the system, got a few articles published, at that point, what you want to do is you want to start outsourcing them. Now, some really important things to remember about outsourcing. The quality of your article really determines the amount of money you're going to make off that article. So you really want to focus on getting quality articles written. One of the mistakes people make is they will outsource their articles to people for like a buck an article. And not only will they not get approved by sites like eZine Articles, but the quality is so bad, nobody's going to read them, let alone click on your link and come to your site. And you're just going to waste your money and time. So what I would suggest is just understand the system that I just explained to you. And then what I need you would recommend that you do is go to a site like Elance.com, and you can find all kinds of article writers right there. And there's other sites, and I'll talk more about some of these other sites, you know, when I speak and whatnot, how to use them, but just specifically eZine Articles. And if you're talking about golf, you want to go to Elance and say, and Elance is free to set up on, and say, hey, I need somebody to write me, you know, 5 articles a day around the niche market of golf. Okay. And then so you'll get tons of bids. You'll probably get 10, 20 people who are going to bid on that, and then you can test them. And then all you do is, like what I do, is you say you get the articles written by these people on Elance, and they just email them to you in a zip file. And then what you can do is have another person who just simply submits them for you to eZine Articles. So that way you don't have to do anything, and you can just focus on either doing it in more markets or making sure that you increase the profit of your sales funnel so you can make more money off the articles that you do have and off the traffic that you're currently getting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so what you're really saying is it's important to have a real writer. Is that what you're saying? Like, you prefer to have someone, a real person writing the article, as opposed to some these days, there's a lot of software that can help you write articles. Do you have any thoughts about those sorts of things?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, article marketing is you know, got to be the single most abused traffic source in my mind that there is, and I've been doing this a long time. The problem with it is that, first of all, if you get these tools to kind of manipulate your articles, eventually they're not going to make sense. And so you can get like article spinner software where it'll take your article and work it into multiple different versions, And then what you do from those is it'll submit it to all kinds of article directories and these kind of things. And the thing of it is, you can do that, but the problem is the quality goes down. And the lower the quality goes, the less amount of people who are going to read it and come to your site because of your article. And so it really, you eventually hit the law of diminishing returns. And the law of diminishing returns is like, you just have to do more to get less. So instead of, you know, a couple good articles a day to get, you know, whatever it is, say $100 a day in sales, now you, because you've got really bad articles, you've got to do 50, 100, and even more and more and more. And so I really like to stick to the fundamentals. And this is from somebody who, like you said, got over 5,000 articles published. Stick to the fundamentals. You know, make it work on eZine articles first. And then if you want to, you know, play around with software programs and all these other things, you can do that after. But you got to make this work on eZine articles first, because if you can't do it there with just sticking to the fundamentals of just what I explained, it's going to be really hard to do it using all these other tools.
Very good answer, because I guess what I'm hearing from you is that it's all about the quality. And what we find is, you know, when you do things fast, not all the time, but often, the quality goes out. And so when we're wanting real people to read our articles, we need to be able to engage them with really good quality stuff. So that's great. So I guess the last question I have for you, Jason, is this. What makes a good article? What sort of things should our listener think about putting in the article, or at least having another writer put in the article for them? What are some good tips for what makes a great article?
Okay. Good question. Here's the thing. The better the article, the less the higher the click-through rate, the better the article. So the less people you need to see that article to make more money is what I'm trying to say. Now, here's the cool thing. What you want to do is your article needs to kind of whet their appetite, because you're not going to solve all the world's problems in one article. So, example, if you're in the golf niche, what you need to do is you need to realize that your goal is to give them some good concepts to think about, and then close that off with, if you think this is good, then click on, you know, my resource box and come to my site. Now, so that's kind of the big picture. You don't want to give them too much information, because if they get too much information, they'll get overwhelmed. Also, what you want to do is you want to start off, I'll just give a real quick overview. Then make sure you have a really, really good subject line or headline so that they'll actually click on the article. It's like an email subject line. You want it good. Then just have a small, you know, two-sentence good intro. Say, hey, this is what I'm going to cover in the article. Then what I like to do is cover, you know, here's three or four steps or whatever, one or two even, of how to make a better golf swing. You cover that, and then in the body, and then in the conclusion. So, you know, make sure you do these things if you want to have a better golf swing, and it's going to, you know, help improve your golf swing. And then you just kind of end it. Again, 400 to 450 words. Never go over 450 words. It gets too long. People will look at it. They'll be like, you know, this is just ridiculous. I don't have time for this. And they'll move on. Also, make sure you use, like, points and you know, bolding and stuff like that. It's, in a way, it's almost a you're pre-selling them on the real stuff. So you show them, hey, here's the appetizer. If you like the appetizer, come to my site for more. And time and time again, the better the quality, the more people you're going to come to your site. So that's kind of how you want to do it. And you just got to remember, the cool thing about this is after you do a few articles, you're going to start to see a trend in terms of how much income you're making. So say in a month you, say, outsource, say, 50 articles, and you make, say, $3,000. Well, now you can associate an income value to every article. As soon as you get a value of what every article is worth, then it's just a matter of getting more written, and, you know, all things being equal, the income should stay the same, and, you know, it can become a very profitable profit source. For sure, and it can lead to other traffic sources, and that's what I'll be talking a lot about too, is how you can use article marketing as a springboard to other traffic strategies.
Oh yeah, I mean it's so exciting. It's one of my favorite subjects of mine because there's so many ways that you can get traffic to your site other than just someone coming along to, let's say, Easy and Articles, having a read, then clicking through. There are so many other ways. For example, you know, a newsletter publisher who's looking for content can come along to Easy and Articles, grab your article, including the resource box, and then email out to his 40 or 50, maybe 100,000 readers. You know, so this is like amazing distribution, totally free. It requires no effort from you. Mm-hmm. It is an amazing, solid, and this is a proven method that Jason is teaching, an absolute proven, and there's no sign of it going away. It is such a solid way to use the internet because it's what the internet is all about, and that is information.
Well, and you know, Brett, you're totally right. And you know, I just like to, you know, add to that. If you're starting out, one of the hard things that can take place when you're just starting is realizing that there's like 8,000 ways to get visitors to your site. And if you're like sitting here going, you know, I got like 3 hours a night after I put the kids to bed, and you know, I got to make this thing work. I got to get traffic. Well, you know, the beauty of it is, article marketing, like you say, it's been around since really the beginning. And it is not going away. And if you do it the right way, you can make it work. It does not change very fast. That's the cool thing about it. It can be outsourced. And it's really quite boring. It just sits there and works for you. And, you know, if you do it the right way, it makes you a lot of money. And the other cool thing, like you said, is I find that, you know, on a daily basis, I get a ton of other websites who take my content and put it on their blogs, and that gets me traffic as well. So it's just a phenomenal way to start out. It's really like a bomb-proof strategy. You know, it's just been around forever. It's great.
Yeah, truly so many different ways, and you know, we could talk for hours about the benefits of this, and I hope our listener gets the gist that, wow, there really could be something here that could give you that longevity and that predictability in making money on the internet. Jason, it's going to be brilliant to have you at the World Traffic Summit. I assume you're going to be teaching this, what you've talked about so far, and so much more. Is that true?
Yeah, a lot more. To talk about this, I have what this is a base for what I have is what's called the Snowball Traffic System, and it's a way that you can leverage and use a few other traffic sources and tie them in with the whole article marketing thing and really get a lot of visitors to your site, not counting the article visitors I get or any, you know, I've gotten well over a million visitors to my little niche markets sites. And the cool thing is, you know, when you do this the right way, you become, in a way, the publisher or the strategist. And so what you can do is you can really easily go into a lot of markets that you really don't know anything about and get really good content, which I have, and, you know, and you can make a lot of money. I want to, I'm going to share with you and do a case study on a site that I have created in a niche market that's made me over $300,000 on total autopilot. Like an hour a week using this whole system here. And again, these are all based on fundamental traffic strategies that have been around since like the beginning, and they ain't going away. You know, we're talking like banner advertising, article marketing, you know, certain SEO strategies, just bare bones, basic stuff that you set it up and it just goes to work for you for years so that you can focus on, you know, getting from this place maybe that you don't want to be to getting to that, you know, place of transformation, whatever it is, away from a job or growing your business so that you can have more automation to increase your lifestyle. And that's the ultimate goal. And so we're going to really teach how you can build in these automated traffic sources to let you get to that goal without having to relearn all these technical stuff all the time every time a new traffic source comes out.
Yeah, no shortage of the new traffic strategies, right? And I love what you're teaching. Brilliant. We look forward to seeing you in the Gold Coast.
Hey, yeah, you bet, Brett. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.